What I'm concerned about tonight is that some of you are not going to make it if you don't do something different than you're doing. There are two classes of people that drop out. See, you can go to an assembly that's dead, and you can just go there forever. And it seems like the devil never bothers you, and you can just stay there. But when you're going to some place that's requiring that you walk with God and has standards and that you crucify the flesh and that you... the devil's going to battle you. Don't think it's strange that you're in a battle. And you know, it's such a poor decision to lose the battle and go back and lay down in a dead cemetery. You can't learn anything there. There's no victory without a battle. It's in the battle you learn to, you're made strong. It's in the battle that you can see whether you're going to walk with God or whether you're going to walk with the devil. It's in the battle that you learn. No, you get maybe get knocked down, and you get up, you become wiser and stronger. If you're ever going to be worth anything and be able to get through everything that's up ahead, you're going to need the battles now for the great battle. And one class of people are those who just won't walk with God. And as you look at the scripture, you'll find, you know, from the same family, there's Cain and there's Abel. One who's going to do it, one who's going to walk with God, you know, one of them is Abel and one of them is going to raise Cain, you know what I mean? They just won't do it. And it's the same way today, from the same families, going to the same church, there are people that seem like they are not going to walk with God. It concerns me. Jesus was confronted with that. Wept over them. But the other is those who lack faith. The devil comes to them and tells them, you're not going to make it. There's no way. There's a particular person who left this church. Well, he didn't really come here, but he visited here. But the thing was, and his wife came here and she loved it, but he said, well, when I go there and I see what's happening and I listen to them, I get this feeling that I'm not going to make it. There's no way. In other words, because they get their eyes on themselves, and getting their eyes on themselves and their weaknesses, and look at those that are moving with God, decide, well, I might as well leave because I'm not going to make it. How many of those have dropped out? Because they thought, well, there's no use for me. I might as well go to a church that doesn't have such high standards where I can at least be happy. My friend, the devil had his way. Instead of trusting God, instead of saying, I am going to make it, I am going to sell out. I am going to pay the price. I am going to come for counsel. I am going to come for prayer. I am going to come for deliverance. I am going to ask, how did they make it? I am going to ask if they'll pray for me. I am going to pay the price. I am going to spend hours before my face. I am going to make it. I am going to make it. I will pay the price. I am going to cry out to God, help me pay the price. Help me pay the price. Save me for myself. Save me. Help my will, oh God. Deliver me. Don't allow me to not make it. To give up because it looks like they can't make it and they're stumbling and faulting, that's a terrible mistake. That's how you die spiritually. The devil wants you to go downhill, flunk, go from the sixth grade to the fifth, to the fourth, to the second. You'll drop out eventually. That's the first step. Going downhill is always the first step to dropping out. Never go to less requirements. A church doesn't set the requirements of God. They're either faithful to bring the high standards of God or they're not. And we must look to God. There's no man that can live the Christ life. And God requires us to live it. So except Christ is allowed to live it in us, we can't fulfill that. But He can live it. So you're going to have to surrender to Him. God never said you had to be great. God never said you had to have a lot of talent. He never said you had to be able to do a lot of things. He never even said you had to be strong in yourself. He just said, quit firing the cannons back at me. Put the white flag up. Open the door of the city. Surrender. It doesn't take a lot of talent to surrender. All it takes is a willingness. Let him come on in and take over the fort. Let him fire your cannons. And I am concerned for some of you. I am concerned lest you lack the faith. The Bible talks about those who hold the confidence steadfast until the end. Not being those who draw back into perdition, but go on into the saving of the soul. You know, we're called to work out our salvation to the 11 millionth place. To work it out with fear and with trembling. There's a battle. And in the battle, it may look like the enemy's winning at times. But that's no time to give in and surrender to him. I would encourage you, never give up. Never give up. If you're on your back and the enemy has a sword to your throat, did you give up? Say, no, I don't give up. But you see, if you don't move on with God, when the glory cloud moves and the camp gets up and moves the tents and moves them on, eventually they're going to be over the horizon. And you can't just be a camp follower, you've got to be in the camp. You can't just be a looker on. You see, either you make a covenant with God or you don't. If you make a covenant, you're obligated to follow it. If you don't, you're not in the covenant, you're not in the contract. And if you're not in the contract, you're not going to receive. So he's got us. And we can't live the life, but he'll forgive. He'll make you totally indebted to him. Totally indebted. You'll never be able to pay the debt of love you owe. He'll get you just where he wants you, till you owe everything to him. One more quick thing before I close. I want to give you a short experience I had when I was about 4.5 years old or 5. We had a house right behind ours, down the alley behind ours. No children lived there. A couple of adults. For some reason, I don't remember, I got talking to that woman, I guess, who lived there, an adult. I was about, you know, as I said, about 4.5 years old. And it came time for their dinner time. And I went on in the house with them. And I sat there and I was talking to them and they were eating. And I was going away. I don't know what I was saying. But I was fellowshipping with these two adults. And I don't know that I ever had anything to do with them. I mean, it wasn't like we were, I don't remember them as friends, close friends or anything, but I was chattering away. And they finished their dinner pretty soon. It was in the winter time, so I suppose it was around 6 o'clock or something, and it was dark outside, you know. And here I was, 4.5, and they finished their meal, and I was still there, going on. And he said, don't you think your father is be looking for you? And I said, oh, no. They don't kill. I don't say, I am. Everything just, you know, no, they won't be looking for me. And then just finished saying that, and there was a knock at the door, and it was my dad. Is Donald Hill? He says, yeah, well, yes, he's right here visiting with us. He says, we've been looking all over for you. And I've called, they couldn't hear I was in the house, they called for you, they called down the block, and I went, where's Donald? And they couldn't, it was dark, and they couldn't find me. I had no idea I'd be back in that house talking to those two adults. And you see, we have, it's just about like that today. Oh, no, my father doesn't care who I am. No, he's not looking for me. No, everything just flies dark out. You know, it's the last hour. It's time for you to be in the Father's house, and we're oblivious to the fact he's out searching for us and calling, and we don't hear him. We're somewhere else, not recognizing. It's late. This is the hour of a visitation. God is trying to prepare a people. He's trying to do something. I implore you. I implore you. Clear back in the cheaper seats. I implore you. This is the time to count the cost and make decisions. I don't want. I will not stand for. if there's anything I will not stand for, and I don't mean this in a degrading way, God forbid, I don't mean it that way. But I've been in a lot, you know, I've been watching Pentecost die all my life. I was brought up in Pentecost. I love the Pentecostal people. But I've been watching it die. And we, and a lot of churches have been in revival have died. I attended a camp meeting of a church that was in a mighty revival that I was in by 1949. And they were so dead, and none of them knew how to get the power of God. They didn't know how to get it. There's nothing you can do if God doesn't visit you. And what's he going to say? I won't stand for this church falling by the wayside, becoming sleepy, and not going on with God. This church is going on for God. We'll pay any price. If we have to go down on our face and groan the entire service, I'm not trying to impress anybody, but we're going to make it with God. We're going to make it. And if God doesn't purge, we will. But the devil always seems to be able to purge, and then God will purge, so we don't really have to do an awful lot of it. We have to do some purging, all right, but I'm worried. I don't want you purged. I don't want you cut off the tree. You've got to pay the price. You can't go on with demons filling your mind and giving into them, giving into them, giving into them. Every time they feel something, you give into them. Every time they bring something, you give into them. We can't go on that way. We have got to stop those creatures. God has given us the power against them. He has shown us the way. We have the availability here to do it. We have got to come against what's happening to you. Recognize what is causing me to have those moods. What is causing me to have those feelings? Are you willing to put up with those feelings? How long are you going to put up with them? How long have you put up with them? Why have we put up with them so long? Are we going to go forever putting up with them? It's high time that we woke from our sleep and recognize we should not allow ourselves to be run by demonic spirits. And then we need to seek Him because He has something for us. I love you with all my heart. I'm committed to you. I'm committed for the saving of your soul. And I'll do anything to get you there safely. Please come along with us.